do.
Yes? As a Christian, there were things I should do and not do. And I just thought maybe we could come up with some of them. I mean, one of the ones I had was... you shouldn't smoke, all right? As a Christian, you shouldn't smoke. Any others?
Don't go to the cinema.
Oh, I see.
In Switzerland, don't go to the cinema.
Yeah, yeah.
Any others?
Swearing, for sure. You sort of, I think, the people say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't you, as a Christian,
yeah,
you shouldn't swear. Any others?
Oh, be late for church.
Yeah.
You took that off, didn't you?
Be late for church. There were good things as well. What, you know, really sort of good spiritual things.
Dancing. Don't go dancing.
Don't go dancing. Okay. You've got to hold all of them, all right?
Read your Bible every day.
Read your Bible every day. We'll have one of them.
Make sure it's an AV translation.
Is that what someone said to you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Anything else? Yeah, that was the first one. Yeah, sorry, love. Any others? Come on.
Don't get drunk.
Come on, we've just read it.
Actually, probably quite a lot of people were told to get total as well. Yeah.
You're right under there. Don't drop any of them. Anything else we can think of?
Quick, think some more.
I've got lots more cushions. Jude and I went round our house. Ziz, houses.
Don't play football on a Sunday.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I think that deserves two, really,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a Sunday
show. Okay.
If I put that one, sorry, if I put that down. Don't go shopping. But I think there were also good things like pray regularly.
Yeah.
Go to church.
Read your Bible.
Oh, we haven't done that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think we'll leave it like that, yeah?
Yeah, that's good.
I think it's best from here.
Don't move. So there's lots of things. See no evil, speak no evil, do no evil. Be careful what you do. And then David, in his talk, he reminded us in Ephesians. That's great. Thank you, Deji. He is nailing it, isn't he? It's really kind. So David reminded us at the beginning of this chapter, to take my necklace off because it's making a noise, apparently. To take off things and put on things. So take off lies, take off anger, take off theft, take off gossip, revenge, promiscuity, drunkenness. Don't take off those things and put on things like truth, peace, generosity, encouragement, forgiveness, self-control, and the influence of God's Spirit. So it is true, in all of that, there's good things, yes? There's good things. And I think knowing the Christians that gave me some of those instructions, they were well-meaning. They didn't mean it to be hard. They didn't mean it to be a burden. And Christians aren't a burden. But when you get lots of them. So they wanted to instruct and encourage me and give me a sense of how to live like a king's kid, which is what I had on that first slide. But actually, how do we live as a king's kid? How do we do this? Now, Andy gave me this talk and said, oh, you'd be great, you know, being drunk in the Holy Spirit and everything. I have to say, I've never been one of those that falls over and sees funny things and wobbles, or on some of the soul meetings, we have people who cry out quite a lot. Oh! 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 I'm sorry. I find I don't judge that, but the only way I judge it is to think to myself, God doesn't work like that through me. God works with me and my character. And I can be filled with the Spirit and whoopee-doo-doo-doo, but you may not see the outside result of that, yeah? So we have to remember. So, Andy, you said I'd be good at this. I'm not going to get drunk in the Spirit because, not that I never will, but I've just never had that experience. So there's nothing wrong if you don't have the experience. It doesn't mean that God isn't doing something. But this, poor Deji, you're doing amazing. It's not even wobbling, is it? It's amazing.
Wow.
I know. It's perfect.
I think he's got a ministry of cushion holding.
Just this belly laugh out of the cushions is great. I kept sure. I made sure his ears were clear. If it is a matter of taking these things on, of strong will and determination, everyone will fail.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, if the Christian life is about rules and willpower, we are equal to the Jews, abiding by laws and cultural pressure. God knew that we would fail because he had thousands of years of history to tell him that, but he also knew in the first place that we would fail. What's this for, Instagram or something? Focus, people, focus. It's not about the cushions, we're getting there. God knew we would fail. The only way was for him to make it possible to be like him, to be a co-heir with his son Jesus. God so wants us to succeed and to give him glory that he made a plan that could not fail. Our faith is not in rules and religion. Our faith is in the character and grace of God, who has done everything to secure our life in him, although we will fail. It didn't depend on us trying to keep the cushions, trying desperately not to smoke, to read our Bibles, to go to church, to be better, not to lose my temper. I don't want to push it, all right? So, of course, we want to do those things. Of course, we can try to do those things, but there is a better way. Could you please read Ephesians 5, starting at verse 18? Adele is going to do it for me. It's sort of the second half of verse 18 to verse 21. Why have I got birds coming? Oh, it might be that. Thank you, Adia. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Oh, my word. What a word. Interestingly, I found my talk from 8 years ago. It's one of the first times I ever spoke. I was given this passage. Thanks, Deji, you're doing amazingly. Not much longer. If you want me to sum up the life of a disciple, this word says it. There is another way. There is an instead. And it isn't a case of saying, oh, the honey didn't like the honey, would you like the jam? It isn't that. This instead is huge. Huge, huge. But you'll say, I still can't remember to do it. I still fall down. I still... God thought about that too. Therefore, in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it says this. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. And this also... So this refers back to the beginning of Ephesians. So Andy did the whole thing about Ephesians being a game of two halves, what it means and how we live. Ephesians 1, and there's random verses 13, 17, 19 to 20. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. I keep asking that God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you may know him better. And his incomparably great power for us who believe, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead. You are marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit, which gives you revelation and wisdom to know God and power. You have lots of power.
Lots of power.
Very famous quote here. The hardware has changed. The software is no longer relevant. Sonny Daniels, earlier this year. We forget we are a new creation. This is the instead. Our bodies may look the same, but the creature inside is completely different and can respond differently. You see, because of that one word, because there is an instead, I can be, as it says in chapter 5, verse 1, imitator of Christ. I have power, I have choice, and I have self-control, and I have been given wisdom. There is an alternative based not on my willpower and my ability to make a good decision in the right moment, but it's based on the character of God. It's not based on my rule following. I'm not just taking on a new culture and trying really hard to be good, but I need to understand my identity as a child of God. Marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit, which gives me the power. I am a new creation. I need to repeat. The new creation in me has the power and wisdom to imitate Christ. And when I follow the old nature, as I often will, it renders me powerless. Because the software no longer fits the hardware. Because this person inside is different from the person who used to make the decisions. When I know God, then I know my identity in him and I can imitate him. Filled with the Spirit, as he said I was, I can be led by the Spirit. Every single occasion, whether it's should I have honey or jam, should I smoke or not, should I take drugs or not? Should I lose my temper or not? Instead, what would happen? And the real question is, what would Jesus do? So being filled with the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, being drunk in the Spirit, is often as simple as what would Jesus do? And because we're following him, because we're imitating him, be followers of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. Living a life in the Spirit is not a list of rules. It's not a list of rules at all. We have choice. We have choice over all sorts of things. We have freedom. Christ came that we would be free. Not to live by rules. Should we leave the smoky one?
No, we won't.
Just stay there for a minute. If you wouldn't mind just staying there a bit longer. It's got chickens on it, yeah, someone will. Oh, it's because I think I'm standing on something. So we have the Holy Spirit. It's interesting. In the second half of this verse, it says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. If I was going to teach you or tell you how to live your life, being guided by the Holy Spirit, I might include songs. But isn't it interesting that he tells us to do that? Is it because God knows that we learn the scripture really easily when we sing it? He says, sing together. This morning, classic example. It's the word, it's getting concrete in our lives, it speaks into my soul, it speaks to that new creation that understands it. It focuses us on God, it teaches his word, it fights battles that we're not even aware we're fighting. Sing alone. Who cares what you sound like? You're alone. Sing alone. It says, always give thanks to God. Be thankful. Have a heart attitude. Before that, it said, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. It's a heart attitude. Being filled with the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, using the instead, being drunk in the Spirit, starts with a heart attitude. And then interestingly, right at the very end, in its own paragraph of one verse, it says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. That's about elevating people. That's about wanting the best for them. It's about saying, no, after you. Let me help you with that. Always, always. Isn't it interesting that in the way to and instead in being filled with the Holy Spirit, it tells us to submit. That's so hard. God says to be great in his kingdom, we must serve. To be filled by his Spirit, we must serve. It takes us out of the centre of our universe. And all of these things, singing together, singing alone, being thankful, a heart attitude, submitting, all these things are an instead to the old nature of me. Why not? I deserve it. We had a discussion about that. I really hate that phrase. So how can we be wise? How can we be thankful? How can we know our God? How can we be filled with the Holy Spirit? It's really easy. We all look for the moment, you know, those spirit-filled moments where, like, okay, I've never been slain in the spirit or laughed uncontrollably. Somebody probably says I probably need to. But that doesn't mean to say I'm not sensing what God is doing. That there are sometimes I'm up here and it's like, whoa, that's pretty. If I was Mark Birchmachin, I'd probably be giggling on the floor by now with my legs in the air like a dead ladybug. But I don't do that. So how do we know when his spirit is leading us? It's really easy. There you go, Digi. No, you don't need to take it. I'd like you to step on it. Read his word. Worship. Be thankful. Talk to him.
Submit.
Thank you, Dad. Of course, it's not good to get drunk on wine to the point where you have absolutely no knowledge of what you were doing and you're out of control. There's something wrong if we need to be out of control like that. I need to loosen up. Oh, it just helps me get through. There is an instead. The instead is absolutely amazing. The instead is being filled with the Spirit, which sometimes looks crazy and makes you make funny noises, and sometimes is just where you go, don't think I'm going to do that. But the steps to being filled with the Holy Spirit are really simple. They're not rules. They're what you do as a child. Children imitate their parents. I already see that in my grandkids, how they, you know, imitate what their parents do. I imitate things that my mum and dad did. Chapter 5 says, be imitators. And the way we do that is using the instead. Don't get buried. Live on his promises and his word, and he will fill you with his Holy Spirit, and your life will be full of insteads that are amazing. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Thank you. So what we've got here, just very briefly, is our own psalm. It says, speak to one another in spiritual hymns. God's word is a light in the darkness, is inspiring, encouraging, and gives hope. God's word is powerful, and the gates of hell can't keep it out. God's word is deep and multifaceted, mysterious and coherent. God's word is the guide to life and God on earth, a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's faithfulness. Sorry about the pen. Should have said that. I did have another one. The word of God shows us his faithfulness. Faithfulness is new every morning. Faithfulness is that warm feeling inside. Sorry, it's the pen, not your writing. Faithfulness guides us. Was that someone written? God's love. Ooh, it goes all over the place. God is all powerful, is holy and righteous. God cannot lie. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. God is ever faithful and good. God's character. I was wondering, Deji, you're a bit of a musical man, aren't you? Would you like to put some of those to a little bit of music for us? At some time in the future? Would you do that? Thank you. Around those themes. Yes, Lord, your word is a lamp and a light to our feet. Holy Spirit, you hover over dark places as you did in the beginning, waiting for God's word. And in this instant, the word is instead. Holy Spirit, you guide us to lead a godly life, imitators of our Lord God and King. Teach us, Lord, through your word and your character and your identity, so that we may know you better, understand your ways better, and imitate you to your glory and to the glory of your name. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We want to be drunk on the Spirit and not drunk on wine. You are good all the time. Amen.